the Battle of Tippecanoe. By 1811, Tecumseh's Confederacy had grown significantly. For their part, the Americans well understood the purpose of the native organization, to stop America from fulfilling their manifest destiny. Ultimately, for the Indian Confederation to be effective, there had to be an administrative center. For instance, it would be difficult to imagine how a country as large as Canada could be effectively governed without some sort of central government in Ottawa. Tecumseh chose to establish his capital in the Indiana Territory. The capital was called Prophetstown, and it was constructed on the Tippecanoe River. The choice of location was important as the river straddled the western frontier where America ended and the Indian frontier began. Tecumseh's strategy was simple. Prophetstown would be both a symbolic and physical obstacle to westward encroachment by the Americans. The capital was appropriately named Prophetstown after Tecumseh's brother, Tenskwatawa, who was simply known as the Prophet. Tenskwatawa was the spiritual leader of Tecumseh's pan-Indian movement. He advocated a rejection of the white man's ways and a return to the traditions that had preserved native culture for so long. An opportunity for the Americans to attack Prophetstown came in 1811. Tecumseh was away trying to convince more tribes to join his confederation. Before leaving, he instructed the prophet not to provoke the Americans in any way. However, in a vision, the creator told the prophet that native warriors would not be harmed by the bullets of the Americans if there was a fight. Further, the creator told the prophet that if they shot the American leader riding the white horse, the natives would be victorious in battle. Dreams are fine and all, but the prophet would have been better off asking the creator how to go about investing in Kevlar vests. When the battle started, the warriors indeed fell and died when musket balls tore through their flesh. On November 7, 1811, American troops led by William H. Harrison descended upon Prophetstown. Ignoring Tecumseh's advice, the prophet commanded his warriors to attack the Americans. The prophet told his men to take out Harrison, who happened to be riding a white horse, and during the battle, Harrison's horse was in fact shot and killed from underneath him. However, he himself was not killed and continued to lead the attack. Although both sides in the battle suffered roughly equal losses, the battle was a victory for the Americans. Prophetstown was burned down and destroyed. Technically speaking, the Battle of Tippecanoe did not actually take place during the War of 1812. It happening in 1811 should have been your first clue, of course. Actually, the battle was part of the ongoing Indian Wars, just one of the many wars of genocide launched by the Americans against native peoples. Yet Tippecanoe did influence events during the War of 1812 in that Tecumseh would later make common cause with Great Britain and Canada against the Americans.